Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
Greetings, Jacksonville, Florida. Right here from the studio at Praise FM 107.9. This is Apostle Kim Daniels, and I am here live with 1 hour of power with Apostle Kim Daniels. And we're doing something that we've never done before. First of all, I want to greet my radio audience. God bless you. I miss you live, but it has been a blessing ministering to you every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And I would like to say we're trying something for the first time. We are on Facebook Live. We are on Clubhouse with the Clubhouse community, where they are having a live service with BAM Empowerment with Dr. Delaine Smith and my Clubhouse community family and Facebook. So, y'all, we are connecting the dots in the spirit, and I am so glad to be here. I have advertised and solicited your attention to what I call my breaking news, whereby I am sharing my intentions for the next office I will pursue in Jacksonville, Florida. So this is going to be an exciting first few minutes, and then I'm going to get into the Word of God, and we're going to turn the church service over to Prophetess Bam and Prophetess Francina, and my Apostle John Eckhart is also live in the Clubhouse. So I'm going to turn the mic over to them. I don't know what God is going to do, but I want to make this announcement. Are you tired of waiting? You don't have to wonder anymore, because I am excited about what I believe my next seat will be. Let's turn it over right now to Dr. I call her Prophetess Bam, Dr. Delaine Smith of Bam Empowerment Church. We're going from the Clubhouse live right now.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle Kimberly Daniels. You have had us on our seats of suspicion for the last week. Woman of God, we are excited. I want you to know that here in Duval County and the Clay County area, I want you to know that as your sister in Christ, we are here with you. We are supporting you. And woman of God, we are all on the edge of a seat. We're just waiting on you to share with us of what God is going to do. And again, Apostle Eckhart is here. And I'm going to toss the mic over to Apostle Eckhart, because there are others that are in the room, woman of God, that want to let you know that we're here with you to support you. Apostle Eckhart, man of God.
Thank you. I want to invoke God's presence in what we do here today in Clubhouse, Facebook Live, through the radio program, and everything that Kimberly Daniels does today. We ask you, Father, for your blessing upon what we do, our thoughts, our words. I pray for your grace, your favor, your blessing to come upon us, an unusual grace and unusual anointing to be upon this announcement today. Let the right ears hear it. Let mobilization begin. Lord, give her the desires of her heart concerning this announcement, Father. We bless you. We give you praise. We thank you for open doors. We thank you for a new season. We thank you for a new destiny that we're walking into. Everyone in this room, I bless everyone on Facebook Live. Let them be blessed. And everyone listening by way of radio, let them be blessed. And let them receive this good news. Let there be excitement, joy, and favor on everything we do today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle. As my pastor, I just appreciate you being a part of every area of my life, not just ministry, but my family, with my children. Every time I've sought a professional position, a political assignment, you were right there for me. And I just want to make this announcement to you as my pastor, to my city, my family, my brothers and sisters in ministry, and everyone in this area who I've served over the past 2 years. The first office that I got on the ballot for was in 2011. And with only 2 months of campaigning, I got over 92,000 votes for at-large city council. You know, it's very honorable, and I humble myself to say, to me, it's just such a big thing to me that I am the only African-American Democrat female in this city to ever win a citywide position. And so, you know, we don't talk about that a lot, but I really believe God's hand was on that. Now we're 10 years later. I have won races and I have lost races, but nothing has ever been a loss. Everything that God has done in my life, it has been strategic, and God has wowed me. So it is now 2021, 10 years later. I've had a decade of serving citizens, you know, as an elected. But before that, years and years before that, I've served my community. So for 8 years, I've been an elected official. And I'm proud to say that I am a retired member of the House of Representatives for the rest of my life. I will forever be Representative Daniels because I've completed the requirements to be considered retired. And I just want to say that I'm going to be turning it back over to Apostle Eckhart and to my friends, Dr. Francina and Dr. Smith. They're in Clubhouse, and Dr. Carolyn Love, and all of my friends and associates who have been encouraging me in prayer and encouraging me in counsel to move forward. And I know that I'm young, I'm healthy, I have so much to bring to the table. And so I just thought that it would be robbery for me not to get on the ballot for another seat. So it is an honor, after counsel and much consideration, I have decided to get on the ballot for the property appraiser of Duval County. And I'm so excited, and I'm looking forward to serving the people from this constitutional office. It's real early right now, but that's the plan. And I want to turn it over to my apostle and to Dr. Bam and Dr. Francina and Dr. Carolyn Love. I love you guys. Thank you for being here with me for this special moment. God bless.
Well, let me say this, Kim. I've been with you when you won the council seat for your city. I've been with you when you were elected as a representative. I've been to both of those offices with you, prayed with you in your physical office. So excited about your victories, especially when you ran the first time, having never run before and won that seat. It was really amazing. And then after that, to win two terms in the House of Representatives, it was very, very phenomenal. And so I'm so excited that you are still doing this. It's in your heart to do this. And I really believe that you have always walked in wisdom when it comes to making decisions like this. And it's a very unusual position. You've explained it to me somewhat, really serving that county. And so we're here to support you, pray for you, minister to you, and let people know that you are a righteous candidate. You are a godly candidate. You are a godly woman. You're a woman that walks in integrity and really does what is right for the citizens. That's what I love about you. You're not there to take advantage of anyone. You're there ready to give, to give back, to give into the community. I've seen you go into the prisons. I've seen you work in the penal system, helping individuals. I've seen you work in the community with clothing and food giveaways. I've seen you do so much as far as getting people funding for their projects when they're in need. And so I'm excited to be with you, to be your pastor and what you're doing. And we're in full support of you. We're going to do our best to do what we can to promote you and let people know what you're doing. And even though I am in Chicago, I'm not in Duval County. There are a lot of people that are in Clubhouse that may live in Duval County, and I want them to know who you are and to support you. So thank you for the announcement, and I'm looking forward to being a part of this next campaign. God bless, and thank you for making the announcement here in Clubhouse, also on Facebook Live, and of course on the radio program as well.
Thank you, Apostle.
Next, Prophetess Francina.
I just want to say, Apostle Kimberly, you know that Dr. Delaney and I, we love you. And we are just so privy to be able to have you share and your heart. And you, I've never seen someone that has so much passion for the community and have the love for people and have such a giving spirit. There's nothing that you wouldn't do. And you genuinely love those people. You genuinely love the area that you that you're representing. And I think it's just such an honor. I love the fact that you care about, it does not matter what walk of life or what, even if you go into the lowest, when you have to go into the low income and when you have to go even minister to people, well, by being a high area, high income area, you still treat everyone the same. And I'm in tears because I hear your passion. And the Bible says that when you give, it shall be given unto you. He says that he will cause men to give unto your bosom, which means he will cause men to give unto your passion. And this time, I'm telling you right now, you got a greater, even greater support than you ever had. And the warfare that you went in the last time, you won't even have that. This is going to be a smooth sailing because we've already intercepted anything that was formed. We already intercept that it would not perform. And we pray for you at 6 a.m. And we're just thankful. We're not just praying for you, but we're also going to put our money where our mouth is too. And so we want to support you. We love you. And we are so proud of you. And I love you. You know I do. So I'm about to cry because I know your passion.
I love you. I love you, Prophetess. I love you.
Thank you so much, Prophetess Norman. And next, I want to hear from Lady Brenda Postel and her husband. Real quick, Lady Brenda Postel, are you there?
I am here. I am here. Good evening, everyone. I honor everyone in the room. Listen, Apostle Kimberly Daniels, we are all so proud of you. We are excited to see you take advantage of this opportunity. I also see one of our other city officials, Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman here, supporting it. So awesome to see unity in the community, along with Dr. Love. So many of us here in Jacksonville, Florida, my husband, we are here unified behind you.
Thank you so much.
Pastor Postel.
Good evening. Good evening to everyone. Just want to say to Apostle Kimberly Daniels, you have our full support. We need saints in high places. We need Christians, we need people of God in key positions, and this is a key position, and so we give you our support so that you can make a difference here in Duval.
Thank you. Thank you.
And we have Dr. Bernadette Williams, and then we're going to come to Bishop Carolyn Love.
I just want to say congratulations, Apostle Kim Daniels. I love you, and I thank God for you. And as everyone has said, I have seen your heart, your passion, your love for people, no matter what. And you definitely are a person, and you never forget people. And I just thank God that God is using you. And as someone said, that you are a modern day Deborah. God is opening up some doors, and Esther, God is doing some great things. So God bless you, and pass the mic.
Thank you, sister.
Dr. Love?
God bless you. Good evening, everyone. Dr. Delaney, Apostle Eckhart, and all of those that sit up on the stage and the moderators for this afternoon, and those in the listening audience, and from all of us that are in Duval, Jacksonville, Florida, we bless God for you, Apostle Kimberly. You know, you're a woman that does not hastily do things. And as we talked and discussed and prayed, we support you 100%. And I just believe that this is a season of favor for repurposing. I believe that God is repurposing skill sets and key positions for such a time as this, and that there is a favor that's released for those who be open for repurposing. Yes, you've served in those other positions, but it's time for change. And as you move with the change, you're going to see him rewrite your season. It's a privilege and it's an honor to support you. We support you in ministry because you are the apostle. But marketplace and municipalities are your niche. And we bless God for your availability to be used by him. We have our portion in Duval County, Jacksonville, Florida, and we support you. Our prayers and our financial support, you can count on us. God bless you, and I release the microphone. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Love. You know, you've been with me for a long time, and you mentored me in the Lord. But Dr. Bam, if you could, before, I would like for you to say something last, but if you can let our councilwoman come up and speak. And I just want to say that this woman of God, I want to introduce her, because I don't want to just come up, Jacoby Pittman, and just say something about her, Dr. Bam, because you know what? This woman of God has been with me through the good times, through the bad times. I see her work tirelessly, and she is such a general when it comes to the community. I honor her. She's a woman of God. She loves God, and she loves people. So however you want to do it, Dr. Bam, we are so honored to have the Honorable Jacoby Pittman, who is a woman that she represents everybody, even though she's in one district. And I love her, and I'm just so glad that she's here with us.
Apostle Kimberly Daniels, yes, we do have her with us. And her official title is the Jacksonville City Councilwoman of District 8. Jacoby Pittman is also the CEO of Claire White Mission. And when I tell you, I call her a friend, woman of God, everything that you're doing in Jacksonville and the way that you've helped so many women and everything that you do, I'm honored to call you friend. Thank you so much for being here with our other friend. So I pass the mic to you.
Well, first of all, thank you, Dr. Bam, for giving me an opportunity to speak today and to also be on the call to support my dear friend, Kimberly Daniels, who we have been down in the trenches together. You know, first of all, I just want to thank God for giving me an opportunity to live out my purpose and to continue on the journey that he has prepared for me. You know, over the past year, we have been faced with the pandemic, but I will say that God has given us strength to continue to help those who need and depend on our help. And I am just so proud of my friend who is always up for the challenge. And so tonight I'm here. I see a lot of my friends as well from Duval, the Apostles, and many, many more on here. And I appreciate, you know, because being in, and I would say politics, but again, servants of God, it's a difficult situation. But as long, I heard someone say favor, as long as you have the favor of God, you can continue to prepare, and he prepares you for your journey. And so I am here, Kim. I always say this is my motto. It says, do all the good you can and all the ways you can for all the people you can and all the places you can while you can. And so I know that you will and will continue to do what you need to do to help our community as a safety net. And thank you for what you do. And thank you to Dr. Bam for giving me an opportunity to speak.
And Dr. Bam, I just want to say thank you to the councilwoman. And I want to ask all of you that are in Clubhouse, this is her first room that the councilwoman is coming into. And we just want to ask you to click on her picture right now and follow her. She is somebody that you need to follow because I learn from her every day. So if you could follow those, I know Pastor Bam is going to tell you to follow those on the stage. Follow me. You know you want to follow me to find out what I'm doing next and what God is up to. But please follow Jacoby Pittman. I love you, Jacoby.
I love you too, and thank you. And I look forward to you all following me to see the work that I do for the homeless and homeless veterans in our community. Our organization has been around for 117 years, helping the homeless and disadvantaged. And I'd be happy to share with you. Please follow me.
God bless you. And again, to everyone that is in Clubhouse, today we are listening to Apostle Kimberly Daniels. announce the fact that she is running for the next office in Duval, Jacksonville, Florida, the property appraiser. And Apostle Kimberly Daniels, you already know I'm excited. Why? Because I'm a realtor, and what you do in that office or what you will make happen in that office really help dictate whether or not taxes are increased, whether or not the people of God who have become homeowners. I am super excited, and I'm believing God. I'm standing in covenant with you, my sister, and we're going to be in full support. I don't know if you remember this, but your first office, I was standing out there holding up a sign. Yes. And God gave us victory then.
Yes.
And if God gave us victory then, we're going to come and we're going to believe God. So, Apostle Kimberly, before we end off the air, and myself and Apostle Eckhart pray for you. Is there anything you want to add and say to the people in Clubhouse before you jump back in on the radio broadcast?
I just want to say that it is the Clubhouse family. Because I'm just going to be honest with you. I'm just enjoying working in the community and the ministry and working even during the pandemic. It's been a blessing serving people and helping, and the camaraderie and the unity that I've experienced with ministers, people who haven't worked together before, coming together to work. But I want to say it's the Clubhouse family that motivated me, not just motivated me with their mouth, but with their finances. They have supported my ministry and supported me, and it's just another level of ministry. And I thank God for Facebook, and I thank God for what he's doing on all the platforms. But I just encourage y'all to join Clubhouse. Things are happening in Clubhouse. There's a literal revival, and we have professionals in there, doctors and lawyers and scientists and all kinds of people that are on our in our rooms. And I'm just honored to be with Jacoby Pittman, to be one of those who are in the political arena and have the backing. Listen, you guys make me feel strong in every way. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. And again, by no means are we overlooking anyone in this room. Everyone in this room, you have showed us with the ministry of presence that you support the woman of God. But we wanted to really hear from those who actually live in the same city with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. It is 6:23 and she is on the air until about 6:30 and maybe 30 minutes longer. But those of you that are in Jacksonville, Florida, I want to encourage you. When you see the name Kimberly Daniels on the ballot, we need for you to do what? We need you to go vote. I need you to tell your neighbors, tell your friends, and especially those of you who own homes. Please let them know, vote for Kimberly Daniels.
Well, listen, we can't say vote for Kimberly Daniels right now, and I want to put that disclaimer out there. We're not asking people to vote right now. We're just telling them because we don't have disclaimers up and we're not registered. So all we're doing right now is making the announcement. And I appreciate that, Bam, but we're not asking anybody to vote at this time. We're only making the announcement because that's how it's politically and legally correct to do. But I just wanted to get the information out there, and I solicit you guys' prayers. Can we pray and close this out? Thank you so much.
Apostle Eckhart, we'll pass the mic to you, sir. Thank you, Kimberly.
Yes, amen. Father, we pray for Kimberly. We pray that you would give her the desires of her heart. As you said in your word, they that delight themselves in you, you will give the desires of their heart. And Father, she desires this seat, and we ask you to favor her, and we ask for everything she needs to be provided, the finances, the voters, everyone that needs to be joined to her during this announcement from this point forward until it is officially done. We pray, Lord, that there'll be no hindrance, no blockage, no obstruction. Nothing would come to sidetrack or derail this, but it would, as a prophetess Francine said, it would be smooth. It would be a plain path for her to walk in. And so, Lord, we ask you to bless her and bless her desires and bless what she is attempting to do. And Lord, we pray that you would open the door and cause her to take that seat. And Lord, be a blessing to this community. We thank you in advance, for you said, if we ask, we shall receive. If we seek, we shall find. If we knock, the door shall be open. And you said, Lord, anything we ask in faith, believing, we would receive. So we ask in faith that she will be able to win this seat, be elected to this seat in the days to come, and Lord, take possession of it and operate in it, Father, to be a blessing to this city, this county, and this community. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. Release your angels to stand with her. She's not alone. You said where two or three are gathered together, you're in the midst. So we know that you're here with us, Lord, even witnessing this announcement and even hearing our prayers and giving us the desires of our heart. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor for everything that you would do for her, and we expect it by faith, and we receive it now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Clubhouse. We're closing out. We're going to be teaching on favor right now. I'm going to start teaching on favor, and we're going to play for folk. I love you guys with the love of the Lord. Thank you, everybody. All right. I just left the room, and we are back. Thank you for giving us this time. Listen, my Apostle John Eckhart, he has been teaching on favor, and we're in the middle of 30 days of favor. We're halfway finished, and I just want to give you a few scriptures, and I want to pray the favor of God over you. It is a blessing to have a support system, and I want to pray especially for those who feel like you're alone, for those who feel like nobody's supporting your vision. There are a lot of people listening right now. You have a vision. God has given you things to do, and you just feel like you're alone. But I'm praying from the north, the south, the east, and the west that God will give you people to hold your arms up. You pastors out there, you business owners, those of you who may have political aspirations or community appointment positions, whatever it may be. Listen, I want to bring your attention to Numbers, the 6th chapter, verse 24 through 26. It said, Lord, bless me and keep me and make your face to shine upon me and be gracious unto me. Lord, lift up your countenance upon me and give me peace. There is a favor that can come upon you that will give you a peace that will surpass all understanding. People may ask you, how could you smile when you're going through all you've been through? How can you stand when stuff has been knocking you in the back of your knees? How can you still be here when you should have been taken out a long time ago? And it is simply one word I want to give you, and that word is favor. You know, this morning, in the middle of the day, I taught on Facebook Live, and you can go back to that message. I taught on reaping what you have sown, and I talked about how, and let me just read that scripture real quick from the King James Version of Galatians, the 6th chapter. It says, brethren, if a man is overtaken in a fault, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Bear ye one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. And then we went all the way over to verse 7, and it says, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. I want to talk to those of you who feel faint in heart, those of you who feel like it don't pay to do the right thing. It seems like everybody wants to just bow the knee and bow to the bells, and we might as well do what everybody else is doing. But I'm here by the anointing of the Holy Ghost to say to you that there's coming a day that every knee's going to bow and every tongue is going to confess the Lordship of Jesus Christ. But it has to start with you right now. You need to confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior if you're trying to go out and do things without him. I'm telling you, you may have a little success, You may get only so far, but eventually you will hit a wall in the spirit, and you will know that this thing is not by power, is not by might, but it's by the Spirit of God. I like when this passage of scripture talks about if any man has been overtaken by a fault, we need to lift up each other's arms. It doesn't matter. The Bible says a righteous man will fall down 7 times, but he'll get up every time. And we need to know that even the righteous man falls down, and we need a ministry to help folk get back up. This is a season of restoration. And I get real excited when the scripture in this same passage says that we need to bear one another's burdens. In other words, yes, I am my sister's keeper. Yes, I am my brother's keeper. And you know, the group that you just heard in that clubhouse, those folk, they put their money where nobody around us need for nothing. You know, just like in the New Testament, when they say they had all things in common. I mean, you know what? At first I was like, these people must be crazy. We giving every day. You know, but you know, they just, oh, let's give another offering. Let's give. But listen, I'm telling you, I've seen it. The more they give and the more I gave, and I'm a giver, but they pushed me to another level of giving, because before I could push it out, it was coming back in. And we have all things in common, and ain't nobody lacking. Is anybody hearing me out there? Y'all know I wish I had a pulpit to run around in right now. But I'm telling you that we are each other's keepers. And listen, let me go here. The Bible says, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is your reasonable service. It said, don't be conformed, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And I like when it goes to this point and says, and whatever you do, don't think more of yourself than you ought to. I have to look in the mirror all the time and say, girl, you think you cute? You think you know, you can do this and that. You got a little position. You the pastor, but you better sit yourself down somewhere, self. Because if I sow to my flesh, or if I sow to the flesh, I'm going to reap of that. But how many of you know that this is a time we're going to pray a prayer that we can sow good seeds to overtake and choke out the bad seeds? Listen, there's a scripture that God gave me this morning that dropped in my spirit. And it's Matthew 5:25. Y'all know I ain't just a scripture quota and a Bible tota. You know, I don't, you know, you got somebody that I got. Well, I'm going to go to my friend Brian Carn. He could just quote scriptures like, I'd be like, I can't catch up with you. But listen, when I know where to find it, I know what to do with it. But Matthew, the 5th chapter, the 25th verse, it says, be quick to agree with thine adversary. Except the adversary turn you over to the judge, and the judge turn you over to the jailer. I don't have a lot of time. We only got about 30 minutes left, and I want to pray for somebody. That means that adversary is the devil. Be quick to agree with the devil. Come on, y'all. What do you mean, apostle? You telling me that the word say agree with the devil? Yeah, the word does say, when it says agree with your adversary, that means the devil is going to be the devil. The devil is going to do his job. He's going to do his part. It's time for the church to do her part. It's time for us to do our part. Be quick to agree. If the devil is attacking your body with cancer, you're not going to sit up and say, I don't have cancer. I ain't tell you to receive it, but you need to know that you got a situation. You need to say, God, this thing has come upon me, but you are my healer. You are my deliverer. How do you agree with the adversary? He's going to do what he's going to do, and I'm going to believe God. I'm going to confess the word. I'm going to soak in the scriptures. I'm going to be anointed. I'm going to get in a place where I can receive not just the supernatural, but whatever natural. God going to put his super on my natural, and I'm telling you, this thing, and when the Bible says don't think more of yourself than you ought to, listen, God will bring you to a place where you will have to humble yourself. The Bible said when you humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and let me tell you something, humility, when you humble yourself, it brings another level of favor. And this scripture in Galatians 6:3, it says, for if a man thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Then it goes all the way over and say, don't be deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I want to encourage you not to be weary in well-doing. If you want to hear the whole message, I took my time and walked through it. But there are some people that they look like they get away with everything. And I want to leave you with this. Don't nobody get away with nothing. Don't nobody get away with nothing. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. God will deliver us from them all. But I'm going to tell you something. There's a scripture in Ecclesiastes 8, 11, and 12. It say, because sentence against an evil work is not executed speedily, therefore the hearts of the son of men is fully set to do evil. So in that passage of scripture, it looks like evil people, they don't get the speedy execution of judgment, or they don't get a speedy trial. You know, in the natural, we call it a speedy trial. Sometimes, and it goes on in verse 12 to say, and y'all better write this one down. They say, though a sinner do evil 100 times and his days seem to be prolonged, yet surely I know that it shall be well with them that fear God. When you fear God, you'll be covered with faith. Listen, the fear of God is the open door for favor. And I just want to encourage you that the Lord is with you. And when it even seems like you are going through, you're not just going through, you're growing through. And because you are rooted and grounded in God, because you are planted by that brook, and you're planted by that provision of God. Listen, when you plant seeds of love and generosity and faithfulness instead of hate and strife and divisiveness, whichever you sow, that is what you will reap of, and that's the field you will live in. That's the environment. Why is everybody around me miserable? Why is everybody around me complaining? Because it's being released from the seeds you have planted. Let's pluck those seeds up out the ground right now. Ecclesiastes 10 and 8 says, he that diggeth a pit shall himself fall into it. You heard your mama say. You heard your grandmama say. If you dig one ditch, you might as well dig two. But Ecclesiastes 10 and 8 say, he that diggeth a pit shall himself fall into it. And whosoever breaketh a hedge, a serpent shall bite him. That means, oh, well, the devil can't come into my area. I plead the blood. No, but you cross the bloodline. Whoever breaketh the hedge, a serpent will bite him. So it's not so much about the devil can't come into my area of operation, but whosoever breaketh the hedge, a serpent will bite him. Are you learning anything out of this? I just pray and decree and declare the blessings and the favor of God over your life right now. I say that everything that the devil has meant for evil, the cankerworm, the pommel worm, and the locust has devoured. Though the enemy is roaming around seeking whom he may devour, I say you do not qualify to be devoured. Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, says, and it shall come to pass, if thou hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord, to observe and do all of his commandments, which I command this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations on the earth. All these blessings of the earth shall come upon thee and overtake thee. So if you've been overtaken by a fault, it's not too late. I reach out to you. I pull you in. You can be overtaken by the blessings of the Lord, if you shall hearken to the voice of the Lord. You'll be blessed in the city. God, I thank you for blessing me in my city. Blessed in the field. The fruit of your body will be blessed. The fruit of your ground will be blessed. The fruit of your cattle and your kind and your flock will be blessed. You'll be blessed coming in and blessed going out. Your enemies will come up against you one way, but God will cause them to flee in seven ways. Hallelujah. God will command a blessing upon your storehouse, and you'll never run out of nothing. Y'all ain't helping me. Everything you set your hands to the plow to do, it will prosper, and God will bless the land that he's given you. I encourage you to stay in your coast. Don't be trying to go get somebody else's stuff. But God said, I will bless what I have given you. Now it's time to be territorially sharp in the spirit so that you would know what is yours. And I prophesy and decree and declare that all of the people of the earth will see the blessings of the Lord, and that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall fear you. Just like they feared Joshua, they shall hear of your victory. And when you walk through the city, when you walk through the neighborhood, they would know that is the man, that is the woman who has victory and favor over their lives. And I say that you will be plenteous in goods, and you will not just have blessings running you down, but the blessing will come upon you. Now, I want somebody to call in right now. We got about 15 minutes, and I'm not going to be able to do long prayer, but I just want to hear from somebody. The number is 904-831-1079. Y'all, we did a lot in this hour. This is an hour of power. But we've been on Clubhouse. Hey, Facebook, y'all keep putting those statements and those comments, hitting those hearts, liking that page. I just want to shout out to Facebook while we're waiting on someone to call in. 904-831-1079. Call in right here. Praise 107.9, an hour of power with Apostle Kim Daniels, the ultimate gospel experience. What's up, Angela Renee and Judy Robinson? I got you registered, Judy, for that boot camp. Alexandra Sandy and Yolanda Thomas and Terry Speller, God bless you. I'm busy today, and I'm going to sleep good tonight, T. Burton. Yes, God bless you. We got a caller on the line. Caller, you are live on the air.
Hi, Apostle Kim.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. This is Angela Renee. I'm always on the Facebook
Live. I wanted to talk to you. I'm so glad you called. Y'all, my girl is on the line. What's up, Angela Renee?
I knew that if I got through, it was God. And I just want to be real quick and say that thank you for praying for me. You have called me. I don't even know you. I want to let everybody know this is a woman of God. She don't know me, but she has prayed for me several times. I'm going to say this. God said, I've been sowing good seeds. He said, I have been planting in good places. So I just wanted to call. I said, if I got through, I was going to tell the people, continue to pray to God for favor from the heavens, like you said this morning. And God bless you and congratulations for your future endeavor, what you're going through. But I wanted to say that this is high fertile ground. I'm just so excited to get through, but just continue to pray for me for favor because I know that it is chasing me down. I know this. And my breakthrough is coming. I've had major breakthrough even today. So thank you.
And you know what, Angela? You know what the blessing is that I don't know you by the natural, but by the spirit, when I see your name, I feel like you my girl. Every time, you know, I call for an offering, you be the first one to give. And I know you're making sacrifice, but I know it's coming back to you because it's coming back to me. And I just, while you're on the line and you testifying, if there's anybody out there, because you know we don't take up offerings much on the air for the radio, and I know that they're going to be glad when they say, girl, you need to. But that's the deal. That's how it goes. If this program has blessed you,
yeah,
then my Cash App is the $ Apostle Kim 22, and you can look on my Facebook, and you'll see all the ways that you can give and put a name on your seed that it is for the radio broadcast at Praise 107.9. But I love you, my sister. God bless you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Do we have another caller? We got another caller. Y'all, we got but a few minutes. Caller, you are live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, you're here. Just go ahead.
I can go?
Yes.
Hi,
you're
praise
VIP.
God. Praise God. I'm Dooley Burke.
What's your name?
Dooley Burke.
Oh, Dooley Burke.
Yes.
Listen. I see y'all every day. Y'all just calling in. What is this? Dooney. Yeah. I don't know where you get that name from, Dooney Burke, but I say that's my girl. What's up, Dooney? How are you?
How you doing?
I'm good. It's good to hear your voice. I never heard your voice. I got to come on the radio more often. But God bless you. We're gonna try. Dooney, listen, I love you. I love the support. I appreciate you. God bless you. Is there anything you want to say?
Just a special prayer. They found a lump on my left breast, but I declare and decree it. And I just want to touch and agree.
Listen, I touch and agree with you right now. And I say that that thing is benign in the name of Jesus. We're already celebrating. I know you're doing everything that you're supposed to do in the natural. I know that you're doing everything medically, but I'm telling you, spiritually, the hand of God is upon you, and everything that the enemy meant for evil is turned around, and this thing shall pass, and this shall not prosper. You, my girl, and we touch and agree, and we walking out of this thing with victory.
Yes.
Just promise you'll come back and testify. We got another call on the line and a few minutes. I love you.
Hello.
Hi, caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where you
hey,
calling
from?
Where you calling from?
The Bluff. Pine Bluff.
Girl, you gonna get in. What's your name? All I know is Pine Bluff, Arkansas.
It's been a while.
It's been a while, but you get through. This is who now?
Sharon.
What's up, Sharon? I need to stop calling people nicknames. I need to know your real name. I call her Pine Bluff, but Pine Bluff, you know what you came through? You have been through a storm. We ran out of time, but I decree and declare that a rainbow is over you. The storm, not only is the storm over, but there's a rainbow that God says he wants you to remember the covenant and remember the promises that he gave you, and your seed has not dried up in the ground. Listen, you already got hot, fertile seed in the ground. I bless you. I agree with you. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning, and that's the word of the Lord to you, Pine Bluff. My girl, God bless you. We ain't got no men gonna call. All the women, God bless you. All the ladies in the house say, I'm delivered. All the ladies in the house say, we got somebody else on there. All right, here we go. Caller, you're on the air. We only got a few minutes. Who is it? Come on, let me know.
This is one of your commanders of the morning. Ooh, from Baton Rouge, Louisiana, woman of God.
What is this? What is this? A drive-by parade on the radio station? Bonnie Gottlieb, is that you?
Bonnie Gauthier.
How you say it?
You said my husband used to say Gauthier, but it's Gauthier.
I can't pronounce your name, but this Bonnie, okay? From Baton Rouge, Louisiana. God bless you, my sister. You've been following me all day.
Oh, I've been following you all day, and I've been following you for years.
How many years?
About
20
years.
Ooh, ooh. You're going to tell somebody how old I am. All right, God bless.
I can tell you, I'm 71. But
I humble myself. I submit to the elders. How many minutes we got?
You are a mighty woman of God, and I just want to tell you that.
10 minutes. Go ahead.
God told me to tell you. You did not win that re-election because he has you as a general in his army, and there's some more things that he needs you to do with this new generation. He's equipping you for such a time as this to raise up a generation of radicals that's going to take...
Prophesy, mother.
Holy Ghost, he has you, Apostle Kimmy Daniel, because you are a woman that is not fearful, and there's a tremendous anointing. You've been anointed, approved, and appointed by God for such a time as this to go into strategic warfare to tear down Satan's kingdom.
And I appreciate it, Mother. Thank you. I need you to call me after this radio show because we got to pray for somebody else because I receive every word that you've spoken. We're going to go to the next caller. I love you, Miss Bonnie.
Okay, well, what the number?
I'm inbox me. You know I don't be remembering that like that. Inbox me.
Inbox you. You know you blessed me with that $100 to get in.
Don't you be telling everybody my business. Yes, I gave Miss Bonnie $100. Go ahead, Miss Bonnie. We're going to call my inbox me. We talked today. Miss Bonnie, I've been talking with you all day. I love you. Mother Bonnie. All right, God bless you. All right, next caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Apostle, this is Linda Pritchett.
Oh, what's up, Linda? Oh, my God, I'm going to pass out. Y'all running me down.
I'm going to pass out. Apostle, I put it in the chat that I'm coming down there. I'm going to knock on doors for you. I'm going to hold up signs for you. I'm going to help you get elected because I know how hard it is to run, and I'm with you 100%.
Well, listen, my sister, I bless you and the blessings of the Lord be upon you. And you know what? For every seed, you have been so faithful to our ministry. I love you. And it's just good hearing your voice. OK,
I love you more. Amen.
Oh, all right. I love you more than you love me. God bless you.
God bless you too. Next
call. Y'all, this is so much fun. I get to hear these folks' voice. Caller, who's on the line next?
It's Terry Speller.
What's up? What's up, Terry? Now listen, what y'all had this plan. Y'all was sitting there, and there's no way I could know everybody calling on this line. What did y'all do? Jack the airways? But go ahead and say what you want to say, my sister.
I just want to say thank you, Jesus, for your life. I love you. You used to come to the Philly area. I met you. You signed my book. I can't remember the church. I think it was in Sharon Hill, Pennsylvania. I met you there. And I just love your ministry, and I'm praying for you. And you prayed for a friend of mine on Clubhouse, and she had got serious, serious deliverance.
Yes, that was some kind of powerful deliverance, man. After I prayed for her, I went and got over the bucket myself.
I'm telling you, all I can do is say thank you for her. I'm trying to, because I had plugged her in, because she had mentioned about that narcissist spirit. And so I knew she dealt with that, so I pinged her in, and she got on, and she was.
Well, listen, I'm going to be commanding the morning on the 25th. I'm going to be looking for you from New York.
I'm going to be looking for
you. All right, I love you. I'm trying to get somebody else on this line, because me and you could talk all day long. I love you, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. We have another caller on the air. Caller, you are live. What is your name, and what city are you calling from?
My name is Wanda Dickey from Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm telling you, I know that y'all somewhere, and y'all was sitting up and my hype man had y'all already waiting on the phone, because there's no way I could know everybody. Wanda Dickey, what's up? What's up, homegirl from Duval? What you got to say? We ain't got but a minute.
Oh, I just need some prayer, Apostle. Let me say this one thing. I paid my tithes to your ministry last week on GiveAfly. Soon as I hit that send button for the money and leave my account to GiveAfly, the anointing of God hit me in my house. It was so powerful. And I just want to say thank you, but I just want you to pray for me.
Father, I lift my sister up before you, Sister Wanda, in the name of Jesus. And God, I thank you, even as she is a member of this city, you've given her favor, the north, south, east, and the west. And I see business coming for her. Well, financial transactions are coming from out of the state business-wise. And I thank you, God, for the financial increase and overflow in her life. And I thank you for a supernatural protection around her and her family. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I love you, Sister Wanda.
Love you, too.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
How much time we got? We got time for another? We got six. I did all that in 4 minutes. All right, next caller. We're breaking a record. Talk to this many callers. Next caller, you are live on the air. Give me your name and what city are you calling from?
This is Martha Smoke, I'm calling from Duval County.
This is who now?
Martha Smoke.
What's up, my sister from Duval? Go ahead and tell us what you want to say.
I just want you to pray for my home health business and also for my ministry and also for my children and grandchildren.
Okay, what I want you to do is, are you on Facebook, right?
Yeah, I do follow you on Facebook.
Okay, do you know how to inbox?
Yes, yes.
Inbox me your prayer request, and I'm going to inbox my prayer back to you, because you got direct access to me, and you inbox me your prayer request, and I'm gonna type that prayer back to you. How about that?
Wow. Thank you.
All right, Duval. Duval forever. Duval forever. All right. We got another caller on the line. Okay, are we having some technical difficulties? Caller, you're on the air. Give me your name and what city you're calling from.
This is Ann from Gary, Indiana.
Man, we the whole world calling in. What's up, Miss Ann?
Hi, beloved.
Do anybody call you Miss Ann?
Yes, ma'am.
Am I a prophet? You know, girl, I'm just used to calling you Miss Ann. But God bless you. Tell me what's going on with you.
Well, beloved, I have been getting attacked for the last couple of months with anxiety.
Stop right there. Let me pray for that, because I bind panic attack. God of fear. I bind where the enemy is attacking you when you're sleeping at night, because you're so anxious and you're so fretful. just like I see you tossing and turning, but in the name of Jesus, I break that thing off of you, and I say you will sleep, have divine rest and sweet sleep tonight. I want you to anoint your room, especially the area that you sleep in, and anoint the area that you spend most of the time in during the day. And not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit of God, I command that thing to go. You will be anxious for nothing. You need to read and confess scriptures out of the Word of God that relate to anxiety, being anxious, or getting ahead of God. Because I tell you, a rest and a peace is coming upon you. I touch and agree, and I see that thing over your head. I break it right now. I break it in Jesus' name. And as you anoint your house, and I want you to just, I want you to clean up real good.
Clean
up real good. Sanitize. Anoint your area, and you're going to sleep like a baby tonight. And I've never told anybody that before, but that's what I believe the instruction of the Lord is. God bless you.
God bless you, beloved. Thank you.
God bless you. All right, we got one more caller. How many minutes we got? 3 minutes. Caller, you're on the air, live. Give me your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Sheila from Palm Springs. Hallelujah.
Sheila, how long you been following me?
for years.
I know, but you talking about Palm Springs when we did my first conference.
Right.
That was in 1999.
Apostle, you got that right. That was a long time
ago. Now, guess what? I know my ministry now. 1999, 2000. What's up, Miss Sheila? What we was doing out there in Palm Springs, California? I did my first conference. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. Can we get real in 2 minutes? I walked in there. Isn't that where Bob Hope or somebody from like that?
Yeah.
And we was out there. I didn't know what. I walk out there. All these white people's in there. You know, I ain't never been out of Sherwood. I'm like, it's 2,000 white people in there in Palm Springs, California.
You gotta come back one day. You gotta come back.
But listen, am I telling the truth though? Am I telling the truth?
You telling the truth?
Listen, I peeped in that room. I say, what conference they coming to? But they like my books. Guess what? I minister to all people, ages, whatever kind of difference you have. Guess what? God loves you. And Miss Sheila, is it anything else you need to say? Because we only got 1 minute left.
I want you to pray for me because I believe God got a word for me because I'm dealing with a lot of things. And I know it's just pressure from the enemy because I'm doing what God told me to do. I'm standing. But I think God wanted.
Well, you are the last caller. You are the last caller today.
Last but not least.
And I want to say this to you. That pressure, I see pressure around your head like a band. Yeah. And I command it to be unraveled. There'll be no more headaches in the name of Jesus. And even where your stomach just get upset when you think about stuff, in the name of Jesus, you say, God, there's nothing wrong with your stomach medically. It has to do with emotionally, but I plead the blood over your mind, your will, your intellect, and your emotions. In the name of Jesus, Miss Sheila, I command you to stand up, shake yourself, and walk out of this thing because you are taking on more than you should take on. Listen, God called you to be an intercessor, but now it's time for you to pray and others to pray for you and stand in the gap for you. I love you with the love of the Lord, but what you need to do is you got to stop taking on everybody else's cares and worries, and you need to rest. I hear the Lord say, Selah unto you. God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless you, Pastor.
I love you, Miss Sheila. It's been a long time, sis. God bless you. Y'all, I'm having a good time. Y'all know we ain't got but a minute. Listen, Facebook family, Dooney, Harriet Mahone, Angela Renee, Yvette Johnson, God bless you. There's a lot of people on Facebook right now. I just want to just encourage y'all, plant a seed, Apostle Kim 22, and put Praise 107.9, and it'll go to pay for our radio broadcast. I love you, Brenda Deer and Von Brown. And Dooney, you're going to make sure I see your name every minute. Sharon Graydon, what's up? Tracy Warren, all my Spoken Word Ministries members, Heather Daly, Yolanda Piper Thomas, Michelle Randall, Terry Speller. Listen, Facebook, I love you. Y'all are my first family, okay? Facebook is the first family because you are the ones I spend all that time with. This is how we do our home church service. I love you. God bless you. We're going on in the Holy Ghost. I will see y'all the next time I come on. Y'all pray for me. I'm going home and go to bed. All right? Have a blessed day.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.